Chapter 1. Assignment Day. In the city of Ember, the sky was always dark. The only light came from great flood lamps mounted on the buildings and at the tops of poles in the middle of the larger squares. When the lights were on, they cast a yellowish glow over the streets. People walking by threw long shadows that shortened and then stretched out again. When the lights were off, as they were between 9 at night and 6 in the morning, the city was so dark that people might as well have been wearing blindfolds. Sometimes, darkness fell in the middle of the day. The city of Ember was old, and everything in it, including the power lines, was in need of repair. So now and then, the lights would flicker and go out. These were terrible moments for the people of Ember. As they came to a halt in the middle of the street, or stood stock still in their houses, afraid to move in the utter blackness, they were reminded of something they preferred not to think about. That someday, the lights of the city might go out and never come back on. But most of the time, life proceeded as it always had. Grown people did their work, and younger people, until they reached the age of 12, went to school. On the last day of their final year, which was called Assignment Day, they were given jobs to do. The graduating students occupied room 8 of the Ember School. On assignment day of the year 241, this classroom, usually noisy first thing in the morning, was completely silent. All 24 students sat upright and still at the desks they'd grown too big for. They were waiting. The desks were arranged in 4 rows of 6, one behind the other. In the last row sat a slender girl named Lina Mayfleet. She was winding a strand of her long, dark hair around her finger, winding and unwinding it again and again. Sometimes she plucked at a thread on her ragged cape or bent over to pull on her socks, which were loose and tended to slide down around her ankles. One of her feet tapped the floor softly. In the second row was a boy named Dune Harrow. He sat with his shoulders hunched, his eyes squeezed shut in concentration, and his hands clasped tightly together. His hair looked rumpled, as if he hadn't combed it for a while. He had dark, thick eyebrows, which made him look serious at the best of times, and when he was anxious or angry, came together to form a straight line across his forehead. His brown corduroy jacket was so old that its ridges had flattened out. Both the girl and the boy were making urgent wishes. Dune's wish was very specific. He repeated it over and over again, his lips moving slightly, as if he could make it come true by saying it 1,000 times. Lina was making her wish in pictures rather than in words. In her mind's eye, she saw herself running through the streets of the city in a red jacket. She made this picture as bright and real as she could. Lina looked up and gazed around the schoolroom. She said a silent goodbye to everything that had been familiar for so long. Goodbye to the map of the city of Ember in its scarred wooden frame, and the cabinet whose shelves held the Book of Numbers, the Book of Letters, and the Book of the City of Ember. Goodbye to the cabinet drawers labeled New Paper and Old Paper. Goodbye to the 3 electric lights in the ceiling that seemed always, no matter where you sat, to cast the shadow of your head over the page you were writing on. And goodbye to their teacher, Miss Thorne, who had finished her last day of school speech, wishing them luck in the lives they were about to begin. Now, having run out of things to say, she was standing at her desk with her frayed shawl clasped around her shoulders. And still the mayor, the guest of honor, had not arrived. Someone's foot scraped back and forth on the floor. Miss Thorne sighed. Then the door rattled open and the mayor walked in. He looked annoyed, as though they were the ones who were late.
"Welcome, Mayor Cole," said Miss Thorne. She held out her hand to him.
The mayor made his mouth into a smile.
"Miss Thorne,"
he said, enfolding her hand.
"Greetings. Another year."
The mayor was a vast, heavy man, so big in the middle that his arms looked small and dangling. In one hand, he held a little cloth bag. He lumbered to the front of the room and faced the students. His gray, drooping face appeared to be made of something stiffer than ordinary skin. It rarely moved, except for making the smile that was on it now.
"Young people of the highest class," the mayor began.
He stopped and scanned the room for several moments. His eyes seemed to look out from far back inside his head. He nodded slowly.
Assignment day now, isn't it? Yes. First, we get our education. Then, we serve our city.
Again, his eyes moved back and forth along the rows of students, and again he nodded, as if someone had confirmed what he'd said. He put the little bag on Miss Thorne's desk and rested his hand on it.
What will that service be, eh? Perhaps you're wondering.
He did his smile again, and his heavy cheeks folded like drapes. Lina's hands were cold. She wrapped her cape around her and pressed her hands between her knees.
Please hurry, Mr. Mayor, she said silently. Please just let us choose and get it over with.
Dune, in his mind, was saying the same thing. Only he didn't say please.